10 minutes away from 8 a.m., first day of school in Iowa, and of course that means I get a chance to talk to my daughter, Teresa. Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning.
So are you still driving, or have you made it to school?
I'm at school now. I'm okay, sitting in the parking lot.
Very good, because it's now against the law in Iowa to drive and talk on the phone.
And so when I was talking to you, I did have you in the speaker okay. of the car.
All right, very good. So you are beginning your 25th year as a teacher, 23rd now out at Solon. How quickly have the years gone by, Teresa?
It is insane how fast it has gone. And you really don't understand it, I think, until you've lived it, because everyone gives you those cautionary tales of how fast things go, and then you really don't get it until you're in that position of being 25 years in. And I remember going as a first-year teacher. I think my cooperating teacher, when I student taught, you know, they had taught for, you know, 20, almost 30-plus years. And I just thought that was so, I couldn't imagine getting there. Like, that would be like, why would I even still be teaching? I couldn't even imagine it. And now it's gone so fast.
It is amazing. And you've made so many friends out there in Solon, you and Landon both and your family. I mean, it's incredible how many people you know out there.
It's wonderful. It is a small community. We're blessed with that. We are growing. When I first was hired, I was a three-section third-grade teacher, and now we're five sections throughout, and we even have six sections in our first grade for this first time, going up to six sections. So we're growing a little bit.
And things are changing in your family. Your oldest, Evan, is now at Iowa State, and your youngest, Grayson, is getting ready to begin high school. What's that like?
So, yeah, we have two freshmen in our house. We moved Evan out last Tuesday, and we have already gone out to visit him yesterday. It's hard. It is really hard to drop off a kid and leave them behind. But he is so excited and so ready and has made so many great friends. They do this really great thing out at Iowa State where they get the freshmen there a little early, as most colleges probably do. And they just have Thursday, Friday, Saturday jam-packed of fun activities and get-togethers and just a lot of ways to get kids to meet other kids. And so Evan can already tell me a handful of kids that live all across the campus, not just at his dorm. So he's had a really great time with that.
Of course, you and Landon both graduated from Iowa State, so are you kind of proud to have him be at school in Ames, Iowa as well?
Yeah, it is a lot of fun, and it's kind of different. It changes the city. Like, that used to be my college place, right? And I had so many, like, I always would get excited going there, and now this time, I'm like, it kind of changes the feel of leaving him there, that now that he's there without us. But it's really nice. The campus has changed quite a bit in 20 years, almost 25 years, I guess. Well, more than 25 years since we've been there. And it's just all for the better. They're doing great things out in Ames. And, I'm excited to see what his experience will be like.
And now you don't have to drive Grayson to school anymore. He's on his own.
That was our to-do list for Grayson this summer. I know Grayson was not to be outshined by his older brother graduating and heading off to college. So Grayson turned 15 this summer. He's our summer birthday kiddo, and that means that he can now drive to school. So we worked on his driver's ed this summer. We got him his driver's school permit, and he is driving himself to school in the old Santa Fe that Evan drove to school. So it's still ticking, still driving and working for us.
Okay, very good. And of course, he's getting ready for football, and he's excited about that, I know.
He is very excited, and I can't tell you his positions. I'm sure you know his position names, but first game against Assumption, which was always a great rival for us in Clinton. So it's kind of fun to continue that rivalry here in Solon. So Assumption will be home on Friday.
And Landon, I tell you what, he's busy. He's all over the United States anymore with his job. Where is he? Is he anywhere this week?
Well, actually, I had to do interview. Landon always likes to interview the boys, too. Just kind of got that tradition from you. So every first day of school, Landon does, like, a video interview and pictures. And Landon is gone today, so I had to take over those responsibilities. He's actually in Buckeye, Arizona. They are doing a fire station out there. So Landon won that national award last year, AIA recognized their Marion Fire Station. And so it's gotten him some national attention. So he is out with a group from LPN Architects, and so they're going to be working on two fire stations in Buckeye, Arizona.
Of course, anybody wants to see his work at the Davenport Fire Station down by North Park is the one that he put together, right?
Yeah, I think it's fire station maybe number 3.
Yes,
I think
it
is. That number there,
yep.
Maybe. But yeah, that looks that turned out really well too. And so he was going from 50-degree weather in Solon to 100-degree weather in Arizona.
Yeah, this weather's got to be great for the kids. I mean, usually when you start school, it's 90.
Yes, I'm in a sweater, which I was so excited because I love my sweaters. So I'm in a light sweater today. Evan, who doesn't have air conditioning out at Helser dorms, was very excited for this 50-degree weather.
And finally, boy, the time always goes by so quickly visiting with you. What are your plans for today, Teresa?
As an instructional coach, I don't have the classroom duties, so I am there to assist. I am going to help our sixth graders find their classes and help them feel not so nervous. And I'm going to help with lunch duty. We're going to be down in the lunchroom today, making sure everyone knows the routines.
All right, very good. You enjoy the day. Always great visiting with you. Give everybody a big hug for me. Well, a long distance hug now to Evan, I guess.
Yes, right. And say hi to Mom. Hi, Mom.
All right.
I know she's listening.
I'm sure she is. She better be. All right, Teresa, have a great day. Thank you.
Yep, bye-bye.